Amen. Lord, thank you so much again for the time that we have to gather together in your word and in your name, O Lord. We ask again, Lord, for hearing ears and, Lord, for a tongue of speaking that which your spirit is saying in this day and in this hour, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now,
yeah. Sé que Dios potiche lo que va a Cristo Jesús, per di canti che tal esto che io tan che mi chiedo presenza che va di dicho botina da presenti si a Dios potiche che va a Cristo.
You know, brethren, the word of God gives you an opportunity, first of all, to become a child of God.
Ricordate di Dios, hermano, in ish peso la cosa che una opportunità di la che tale non un tuo me in Dios.
And secondly, to become a son of God. Now, these are two different words, and they mean two different things. The Bible, the English Bible, I think all the Bibles have been translated to us from Greek. Amen. And the word sons, where it talks about us being sons, is the word huios. Amen. And the word children is the word technon. Now, any man who has come into forgiveness of his sins by the blood of Jesus Christ repented of his sin, admitted he's a sinner, asked for the Lord to forgive him, he becomes a child of God. Amen. Now, you can remain a Christian all your life and be only a child of God. In other words, you can be 85 years old, you've been a Christian for 60, 70 years, and you're still a child. Okay, you're a child, you're in the family. But it is God's purpose. I think it says in the book of Hebrews to bring many sons. And if we're going to become sons, sons of what? Sons of who? Who do you want to be a son of? I want to be a son of God. The Word of God tells us that Jesus is our brother, but he's come to a place in so far as his being God that we cannot be. Nevertheless, God revealed his purpose way back in the book of Genesis. Where he wanted to make man in his own image and in his own likeness. Well, we're in the image of God that we can see and we can talk and we can feel emotions and this type of thing. Yes, we're like in the image of God that way. But God is looking for maturity. He's looking for sons that will be growing up. and will take on the likeness of Jesus Christ. I remember years ago talking to some of my Christian friends. This is many years ago. And I remember we were talking about things, and I remember we would say, well, Brother Paul did it this way. This Christian brother said, I'm not Paul. And somebody said, well, Jesus is like this. And somebody says, I'm not Jesus. Well, that isn't going to be an excuse. Because he gives us the means in the Word of God that we can be like him. And we shall be in his likeness if we will follow on. Now the book of Romans chapter
8
gives us a good description of what are the sons of God. First of all, it says that they are not, how does it say in verse 2? For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. That's verse 2, 8:2. Yeah, we do need two Bibles, don't we? Romans, back this way. Romans 8. One more. There you go. You went too far. Right at, there you go. You're getting close. Romans 8. Yeah, hold it right there in Romans 8.
Okay.
Verse 2. Well, verse 1. Yeah, start with verse 1.
Romano 8, primero. Le magati a Jesucristo.
There is no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
Mayantun tika at sebut po siya yakumbuka makatalutikun etelukil.
Now, this book is written to Christians. So what Paul is saying here is that there are Christians who walk after the flesh, and there are Christians who walk after the Spirit. So you see, you can be either kind of Christian. Now, my flesh does not want to die. My desires do not want to die. I try in my natural man in every way to preserve my flesh. But we find in the Word of God that God is interested in my putting to death my flesh nature. And then he talks about in verse 6 here, well, verse 5, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Verse
5. Pero bando katika ti controlar tika ikonika sikon et spiritual.
Now I am in a body of flesh.
Alebili no ro compere ke non ichlu male.
I can't do anything about that. I can't escape my flesh and obey the Lord. And my body of flesh has certain demands that it wants of me. It wants to be fed, it wants to be watered. It wants a certain amount of sleep. It has other chemistry that it comes up and it's asking for things. Now, if I'm going to live a carnal way, I'm going to be seeking after how I can please my flesh. And there are Christians who have come out of the world, have been forgiven of the ways of the world, but they're still looking to follow after their flesh. And it's called being a carnal Christian. The verse 6 here it says, "For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." Now you don't find the Bible describing the people of the world as being carnal. It calls them unrighteous, it calls them lascivious, fornicators, what have you, drinkers. But the word carnal is a word for the Christian who wants to live for his flesh. So I have to tell my flesh, you are not going to rule. But I'm hungry. Well, you're going to have to wait a little bit. But I'm tired. I want to sleep now. But you're going to have to put that off a little while. You see what a little baby is like? Now! All right, so now let us go to verse 12. "Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh." Verse 12. Okay, and then he says, "For if we live after the flesh, we shall die." But if we through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the flesh, ye shall live. So Paul is making a choice now to the Christian.
Lega San Pablo, pestando un vertical e va a contratto te lo sto usando.
He can.
Qua ti con San Pablo, qua ti dice che tanto. A che ti dice bene vish a belisce bete c'è in vish qua tani che ci luma lì che tanto, lo c'è che ti dice bene postal e te lo postal con se calo spirito di Dio. Qua San Pablo, pes tanto c'è che una be, qua belisce che a a tani qua be o c'è che spirito di Dio qua tanto.
Okay, that was good. It's almost a little sermon right there on that one word. You're a good preacher, brother. Yeah, so I am in the flesh, but I am not going to live for my flesh. Why? Because flesh and blood cannot inherit eternal life.
Porque cu cargo tan, porque le ti bele, ti kele, ma che dico fratello io con il gloria di Dio.
This body,
all'umana da,
this body. This body cannot enter into eternal life. Do you understand? When I die, this body will be buried in the ground and it will go and turn to dust. But I am not a body. I am a living soul. Amen.
Amen.
It says in Genesis that God breathed His breath of life into man. And he became a living soul. Don't let anybody tell you that you're anything but a living soul. You are not a spirit, you are a living soul, and you have a spirit. You are a living soul and you have a body. And there is a constant tug, a pulling. The flesh pulls down to earth. The spirit is connected to the spirit of God and it pulls up. And in my soul goes the continual struggle. Who will win the battle? So it says here, verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. A baby Christian says to me, well, we're all sons of God. But I find out that this baby Christian has no interest in being filled with the Holy Spirit. So if you're not filled and baptized in the Holy Spirit, how can you be led by the Spirit? Now I know that you get a measure of the Spirit when you're born again. The Spirit of God quickens your spirit. Amen. But you are not filled with the Spirit at that point. Alright, so to be led by the Spirit of God. What does it mean to be led by the Spirit of God? To be led by the Spirit of God means to be under the dominion of the Spirit of the Living God. Now, if I will not listen to what the Spirit is saying, I cannot be led by the Spirit of God. In that case, what am I to be led by? Then I'm led by my own desires. I'm following my own will. Now, you see, what God is saying here is there's a difference in Christians. There's the Son of God Christian who is coming into fullness of Christ. And he is led by the Spirit of God. Now we come down to verse 18. It says, "And I reckon that the suffering of the present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us." That's verse 18.
That's verse 18. Ali bili ko tuna tanisti tel tanti sofrir ali bili iti mayan unu kulu gudan I itanisti ukol ichil u gloria u yanil itu yekton a Dios.
Not comparable to the glory that shall be revealed in us.
Matatu comparerà ti ku bahil.
What is this glory?
It's
just a lot of bright shine or something? Just a big bright light bulb or something? You know, my clothes are going to get white or something? You know, Moses went up on the mountain and he met with the Lord. And when he came down, the glory of the Lord was on him. You hear that?
Uh-huh.
His face shone. In other words, it was his flesh that was shining and radiating the glory of God. And all he had to do was put a veil over his face and you didn't see it. But what does it say in Isaiah? Let's read Isaiah 60. Chapter 60. Keep your finger right here in Romans. Isaiah 60, I think it's verse 1 or 2, where it says, "Rise and shine."
Isaiah 60,
verse 1. "For thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee." So here it is, read the first verse. "The glory of the Lord is risen upon thee." That's like Moses, wasn't it?
Amen. Yeah. Leko sa sililu yanila Dioso, lega tali, this led to which Moses could.
Yeah, and then it says, "For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee."
E ci la dono sia da compierno sci a che o te pano vice col cava o te pano vice col cava o te pano tu la cala cam però ha diu yanil il di chi ti ho ciù let io clam.
So you see there's three ways of glory. Three ways, yeah, 3A. Number one,
primero,
we beheld His glory. We saw it. We saw the beautiful sunset. But it wasn't on me. Then we find another level where God says the glory shall be upon you. But now here in Romans, the sons of God, it says the glory shall be in you. So in other words, the kingdom of God is within you. And that kingdom is going to begin to make itself manifest to the world of darkness. Now we go down here, it says, for the earnest expectation of the creature, that is the creation, waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. Verse 19. Yeah, 19. 8:19, Romans 8:19. Oh, you're in, yeah, you got to go back to Romans. Did you read the whole thing already? No, okay. For the earnest expectation. Waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. What's wrong with creation? What happened to creation? The things that God created, the nature, the animals, everything. Everything is corrupted, isn't it? The vegetables, the trees, they all get disease.
Yes.
Animals get disease. Some kinds of trees are dying, some kind of bug got after them. We lost a certain kind of chestnut tree years ago in America. Some bug destroyed them all. When I was young, all the elm trees began to die off. Now up where I live, the ash trees are dying off. What's the matter with creation? What's happened that creation is going so bad? Because of sin. What did God say would happen in the garden? He said, when you take of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall surely die. So you see, something in man died as soon as they disobeyed God. And that death began to affect everything in nature. Why are some people starving to death? Why is there such poverty and some men live so very, very wealthy and rich? This is not something the United Nations can cure. It's something that only turning to God and repenting will fix. Now when you get over in the fourth chapter of Galatians, you find that there are different kinds of sons. In other words, a son is something that comes to a certain kind of maturity. In Galatians 4:22, it says that Abraham had two sons, one by the bondmaid and the other by the free woman. Galatians chapter 4, verse 22.
Yeah. Go ahead,
man. I just read it. You go ahead and read it.
Ecce la Galatia non la credito, no? Si vanno ya nil gutan leka Abraham, ya nahi katul. Katul mehen. Huntulu le chen chen etelu lagas chopkunan. Huntulu etel chukul ujitan.
But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh, but he of the free woman was born of promise. Now he's going on, Paul is going on here in Galatians, and he's saying, this is a picture of two kinds of church. One is the church of the bondwoman, she lives after the law. She lives after ritual. But the other church is the church of the Spirit. It says she's the one church is in bondage, like Mount Sinai in Arabia. And he says, but the Jerusalem, the Jerusalem church is the mother, let's see, but Jerusalem which is above is free, which is the mother of us all. Yeah. So when God talks about a woman church, when he talks about a woman, he's talking about a church. A mother. Amen.
Amen.
So let me go on here. He says, for it is written, rejoice thou barren that bearest not, break forth and cry, thou that travailest not, for the desolate hath many more children than she which hath a husband. He's talking about a church here. Mm-hmm. That's verse 27.
27.
Oh, you've got it in English.
Yeah,
here. You can read it. You can read it right here. It's this verse right here. It's a little bigger print.
Okay, it's a little bigger print. Start with 27.
We're back up on 27. You're down on 28.
28.
We're still okay. Up here. Well, let me go on to 28. He says, now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are children of the promise. But as then, he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the spirit, even so it is now.
Festivalo tuno gutan lektun makiene kushahan etel luma la gutan pues sentenciar bi ya leptuno akushan etel Espíritu Santo lektun aliel ayan tuvicha ora dar.
So again he's saying there are two kinds of church.
Pesto kayeto do edike ka e la kunaha.
The church of bondage
lek kunaha chen kushan to la chobu.
And the true church of promise. But even as Ishmael persecuted Isaac, so this church of bondage is the one that's going to persecute the true church. So if you notice where your persecution is coming from, it's coming from the false church. So what are we going to do about it? And here Paul is quoting what the Lord or Sarah, I guess, said to Abraham, nevertheless, cast out the bondwoman. This woman and her son are not going to be heirs of the kingdom of God. I want to give you another example here besides Abraham. Go to Hebrews chapter 11. We go to Hebrews chapter 11. I'll find it here. Here we are, Hebrews chapter 11.
Hermano, teniste uico o tana Dios a tenir tone hermano e cela ca ela a da tenir a tsumba kushahan chen etelo la chopo e etelo kushahan etelo chapuri vitan. Pues si kushahan e dik a tukula la tuja ora da hermano.
Now we're talking about Moses.
No, just explain the two women.
The woman church. Yeah.
To make it clear what.
Yeah, woman in the Bible is always a type of church. And a woman church brings forth something. The woman of bondage is going to bring forth a son of bondage.
Siempre matar o caminho que Deus sabe, irmão. Я не кунокур, я не шлик в чрезвыбле. Перепутит тену сад койгит и хембра тун чайк. Тун еди койгит, пер тун танте пачкунаха Диосу Эрмаме. Чен катика тивуеш, бикити я нада, воле перек тун на Диосу.
Amen. I'm going to make you my partner, brother. That's a good word. Yeah, so we want to, that church is not going to feed you the word of life, and you are going to come into a different kind of sonship. Okay?
Ma ya na promesa ti mena Dios ti wata ku sienta kunan siento umena Dios ak ma ya ni kumena Dios me dictu le da hogitando no ti ku hokes ku tgate ku benestinach le dictu na do ku chahi tel chukulu gitana te ya na promesa Dios le dictu na le tuba kushano na lebe le dictu na na una kuna lebe le dictu na be tubu su promesa Dios tel chukulu gitana a Abraham. Porque Abraham le cabe ti viti show per manesh le cabe chukul ti viti show te talone pues me dicto no tu butsa ha promesa di oso tu butsa ha bendizione di oso e te la Abraham le bebe le ki bendisi ti ech pues bendisirano le kamehen amehen a watako watatano generation to generation te utsa ha blessings di oso ta Abraham pues la tanto di kami kali ben noi non a promesa tsa ke lu mehen chukul Abraham pues si no nesh ikto na le tan di kami.
Now, Moses had to make a decision one day about what kind of a son he wanted to be. It says here, by faith, Moses, when he was come to years. It happened to be 40 years when Moses... In other words, he came to a certain level of maturity. And he realized that he had to choose what he wanted to be. It says he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Now, God purposely put in the word Pharaoh's daughter. He didn't just say the son of Pharaoh. Because the Pharaoh's daughter was representing a church of the world. Remember, Pharaoh's daughter is a woman, so it speaks of a type of church. So he was not going to be the son of the church of the world. He could have been a big man there. He could have been very important. But he made a choice. In verse 25 it says, choosing rather to suffer affliction, right here, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. 25. You can read it right here if you like. So I'm not going to go much longer. But I want to say to you that if you will submit to God, He will bring you to sonship. Sonship. Becoming a son of God. everything is coming to a maturity. Even the ways of the world, the sons of the world are coming to maturity. Wickedness is coming to maturity. And I just want to read you one more verse here from Matthew 13, where Jesus is talking about the tares. And he says here in verse, we got to find verse 13. So at the end of the age, he says, gather the tares first and bind them in bundles and to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. All right, now in verse 38, he says, the field is the world. And the good seed, it says children, but it means sons. The good seed are the sons of the kingdom. But the tares are the sons of the wicked one, the sons of Satan. So there's going to be a gathering at the end of this age. And God is going to clean out the sons of wickedness first. You see, he didn't say anything about the righteous being raptured out. The word is the wicked are going to be removed. And the righteous will inherit the kingdom. But the word here is the sons of the kingdom. So I leave the choice to you. Do you want to be sons of the kingdom of God? How many of you want to be sons of God? Amen. So you're going to have to endure some scourging from the Lord. You know, if you have a son that you don't care about, you're going to let him do anything he wants. But if you really love your son, you're going to discipline him. You're going to make him behave. You're going to make him walk in the right ways. As long as you have control over the house. And then he'll have to make a choice. But when I stand before God, I want to be able to say, Lord, I've done the best I can. And likewise, the Lord will look at me and I want him to say, son, I did the best I could with you. I was hard on you at times. I had to scold you. I even had to spank you sometimes. But it was so you would become a son. In Jesus' name, God bless you.